it's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. If you imagine a person with an eating disorder, what do they look like? There's a stereotype.
And it's a thin, young, white woman or girl who is fairly affluent, you know, sort of called like the golden girl myth.
But Lisa Kilbella, co-director of the Center for Research to Advance Community Health at UT Health San Antonio, says 30 million Americans a year will experience an eating disorder, and most of them won't fit that stereotype.
And so we're looking at folks who are struggling and whose quality of life is pretty significantly impaired, and yet they don't realize that they might have an eating disorder because of the stereotypes. The public doesn't recognize it. Clinicians don't recognize it.
Kilbella and her colleagues plan to study chronic binge eating disorder in a very specific population: older Hispanic women living with food insecurity.
To better understand over time, how does living with food insecurity affect the human body? But then also what we're going to be able to do is look at how they might co-influence each other. If you're living with binge eating disorder, does it make your food insecurity worse? Does worse food insecurity make your binge eating worse? How do they sort of transact over time?
Up to 20% of women over 60 have chronic binge eating disorder.
These are not niche illnesses. Anyone can be affected. And economic impact rivals very serious illnesses like schizophrenia and Parkinson's.
Kilbella and her colleagues received a $2 million federal grant to study this. That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.